Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What happens if NSW assistant property agents don't obtain their licence within 4 years? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 31st of May 2023.
Fair Trading have been pushing out a lot of information for assistant agents. So they've sent it out to all the assistant agents. They've sent it out to the licensees in charge. They've sent it out to us as registered training organisations. What they are saying is you have, as an assistant agent, 4 years from the date of your getting your certificate of registration to make application for your Class 2 licence. So whether you are a real estate agent, a stock and station agent, a strata managing assistant agent, you have 4 years from when you first get your certificate to transition across to holding a Class 2 licence. Now, those assistant agents that held certificates of registration prior to the major reforms on the 23rd of March 2020 were transitioned across, and their start date on their certificates started as of that date, which means they have until the 22nd of March next year, 2024, to obtain their Class 2 licence. Now, if you don't complete your Certificate 4 in real estate practice or your Certificate 4 in strata community management, relevant to whichever category of assistant agent you are, your certificate will be suspended for 12 months. So you'll be out of the industry. You won't be able to work. So, guys, you've got basically 10 months to get this finished. If you haven't started yet, you've got a big job to do in the next 10 months. If you have started, then you've got less of a job to do, but you've still got some serious study and processes to get through to be able to make application for your licence before the 22nd of March next year. So, you know, you need to check when your final expiry date on your certificate is, and you have until that date to make application for your Class 2 licence. So, guys, get on with that, remembering that you need to get 12 months of active experience in the industry, and you need to submit your work experience logbook signed off by your licensee in charge at the time of making application for your license. So it's not just about doing the course nowadays. We're back to where we were pre-September 2003, when you needed the practical live experience as a junior agent, as an assistant agent, and you needed the study that you get through registered training organisations like us here at Australian College of Professionals, and then you made your application. So it's a staged process on this, and if you haven't started or if you're partway through, remember we have fee-free training available for the rest of this year, which is a government incentive. So hook into that if you haven't got into it so far. So, yeah, really, really important for the real estate licence that we've got the fee-free available. We've got traineeships and other government schemes available for the strata. So, guys, get onto our website, get onto the phones. Talk to us about that. You only have, for the majority of you, and there's about 12,000 of you that still need to get your certificates transitioned across to a license in the next 10 months. So can't say that strongly enough.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.